Mishnah Shinayin Beis Sif Mishnah Bura and Sif Gimel Sif Katan Chav. So the case was two chatzeres which want to be ma'arev after chatzer A was ma'arev together and chatzer B were ma'arev together. One person from A can take pass, even his own pass, and put it in chatzer B. Shilchenu Echod, the Kim Shekhar Erbu Yachad Rehim Ki Ish Echod, that function as one person. And Rukulam Matarim Shim the Shikhusao Ka Ovid, Kim Shekhar Erbu Biyachad. He's acting as their Shliach because they're one unit. And this is all talking about Tchila, that they first were Ma'arif together before he went, because otherwise they're not one unit. So who are you? You don't represent them because they're not one unit. It wasn't an Eruv. Later on, Eruv grew, Chatzar A joined together. Eruv, I'm afraid it doesn't work. I'm afraid. So when Mr. So and so came and put the pass in Chatzar B, he wasn't part of this unit called Chatzar A because they weren't a unit yet. They said explicitly, okay, now the pass which Mr. So and so put there, we're going to rely on that to be part of that group. We spoke it out explicitly. By the time Ben Shmoshes came, they were a group, and they said, well, they're relying on that pass. So Ben Shmoshes, that pass was representing them. They said we're going to rely on the bread on the table. I mean, Abishen doesn't clue me to do anything. So who are they in the Hochanami? Mahani Av Pas Shaloi, his bread will work for them, even if it's not their bread. They came in She'erbu Kvar. Now, the time is supposed to be Chal, they already have made an Erev. Havi'ata Shliach Tekulu Kishachos Rasamu Behedja Av Pas Meshukul. So now when they express, after they made the Arab, we're relying on that, they say he was representing them with his pas. Even though there was no act of putting it down, the issue isn't the actual putting it, movement, it's not the physical act, which was too late already. It's the fact that it's there. He put bread for them. That's the point. So that works. Chav Gimel. Shane Sikha Ma'arav. Now, the Chatzar B, they don't need to be Ma'arav. What's going on? Or there's a case where they're, whatever reason, they don't need to make an Erev. Dosam Nami, I mean, the Kula Kachar Chashiba, Be'achum Ma'arav Pas, Mishaloi, Be'kulam Matorim. The same type of scenario, not that they made an Erev together, but there was no need for an Erev because they all were Samach on the same Shulchan or whatever the case was again before. Simela, they function as one unit. Simen Shin Ayin Chaptal Siftal Ve'Ayin Shem. For who share it? It only works if the Chatzar B was more together also. So Lim Gam Gamenei Chatzar Shnei Ervu Mikodem La'atzim. They already made an Erev. Tilav Hochi Ein Moel Mashem Olichin Ho Erev Etzam. What does it help bring the Erev to them? Lo Adivim Mibenei Chatzar Gufa Shasur Matalta Bechatzera. So. If they didn't make an Erev, so what does it help? We're joining you, you can't carry. So we join you, we're not carrying. That's not a very effective type of a... Matiron. If they did it, it works. So the second chutz is all one unit. Then you bring the pass from the first chutz to the second chutz. Now both groups become one. And the Matoron... So now A can carry Kalim from its their batim to Chatzar B, and B can carry Kalim from their batim to Chatzar A. Because of appreciation, the Chicham Mahaniach, Shnei Ruben B'Yachad, they should put the two Ruben in the same place. Should not, there's the Erev, there's the pass which represents Chatzar A, and there's a pass for the people of Chatzar B. We should put that pass for Chatzar A together with the pass of Chatzar B.
Okay, Kala. Tzricha means if it doesn't... Yeah, right.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But you're right.
Tzricha is a pretty strong
Lashon.
Yeah.
Tip Dal. Einstech and Sarah Shechilas are of Yachad and Lemkin Yehei Pesach Benim. There has to be some access between these two chateres. There's a doorway, a chalon, or there's a window. Sheyesh by Arbala, but it has to have four tefachim, 4x4 tefachim, which is large enough for Hishtamshus to go through there. And Miyaksosoi b'sechasor tefachim hanumuchim la'aretz. It has to be within four tefachim, within 10 tefachim off the ground. Otherwise,
what has to be 10 tefachim?
The window has to start.
Oh, the window. Okay.
Has to start before you reach the height of 10 tefachim.
Okay.
Because otherwise, there's a wall there. Mm-hmm. 10 tefachim is always your wall.
Right.
So there's a wall. So I have a window up
you
there.
You can't get there. Yeah.
It doesn't help. Was imrotzim rovin yachad, imrotzim rovin kolechal atzma. They can join together. They can be separate. Ma'al kol mizrim shem peivov sepeis yisrael madorim b'shnayim b'shloshim b'kemes ketzad yar.
We had a case a while back with one house that has entrances to Chatzah A and Chatzah B. And if
we're going to get to that. That's simple.
Yes, I'm saying when you
We looked this case up.
Oh, because if let's say there is no door or a window between Chatzah A and Chatzah B. The only thing that's between Chatzah A and Chatzah B is this house, which
shares.
So in other words, the only way you could get from Chatzah A to Chatzah B is going through that person's private house.
Right, so that's
what we're going to discuss?
Yeah, we're going to get
to
okay. Okay, Mishra Baruch of Zion. Ein Shech Chatzeres, Zemar, Bishol Nishtatu, Chatzeres, Yachad, B'movi. This is all discussing Eruv Chatzeres, but there was no Shituv Mavuos. If there was also shetuvim mivuos, nasa kol kechotzer echad b'tar matatlo mizel zeh filo lohayir rakher chot katem enein. Once they both open it to the mavi and everybody in the mavi was mishatov together, so the fact that there's no access from the chotzer to the chotzer is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a problem if you want to be ma'ar the two chotzeres together, and that's it. There has to be some type of access, otherwise it's not called an iruv. You can't reach each other.
Right.
Taking kelim from the chotzer to the other chotzer is mutter. The chiddush over here is kelim from the bayis to the chotzer. Once you have a door which meets the criteria of a door or a window, so then you don't have to go through that door specifically. You can go through any type of access.
Uh-huh.
There's a crack between the two of them. Over the wall. Because now the one, but we need that door to make them one. Even if it's a very long, very wide.
What happens if there's a door, but it's locked a lot of times? And
it's possible to open.
On that particular, every particular Shabbos, or when they made the Erev in the first place?
That I don't know.
Theoretically, if let's say somebody, one guy, he's in charge of the door, he has the key, and if he goes away for Shabbos, does that negate?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So let's say the window is very wide. He calls it long. It means, it's a long, runs very long. It's 3 tefachim high, but it's 20 tefachim long. Doesn't help. Sarach shiyei gam baruch be'arbo has to have a width of length being the longer way, width being the height over here. This coming up has to be 4 tefachim wide. L'chosh a pistol b'pachim ne'arbo cannot be considered a doorway if it's not 4x4. L'chosh the hakas l'hoitzi by kimeshut tsar. Since it's narrow, it's hard to go through it. So we ignore it. If it's round, if you can create a square which is 4x4 inside of that circle, but it's the same thing as if it was square. The exhausted part of it has to be within the 10 tefachim of the ground. Again, if the window is now round, and on maspik b'mashik say ho eagle lamata b'sech. So you have your little curve on the bottom. Teich asor, it doesn't help. As it widens, eventually gets to be 4 tefachim wide, that spot has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Pesachat for Tavachim, Nimachol HaChalorin, Oda Pesach, Lamalam Yisar HaTavachim, Enum Baruchlum, it doesn't help if it's above 10. Kemen Sheyesh Tachtov, Mechitza Gemurah, HaChalak is Benach HaTzeres. 10 Tavachim is a full-fledged halachic Mechitza, separation. So it's separate. We have Shalel Narav Yachal, they can't join together. Okay, so that is two chatzeres. Sifhe, chalon shebein shnei batim. Now you have two houses. Filo hu lamala misara. Even if the two houses want to make an erev together, see the two of them. No chatzeres, just the two houses. And there's a window between. Even if the window is above 10 tvachim, im rotzim arvin yachal, they can join together and make one erev. Within the aruba, shebein bais aliyah, same thing from a house to one first floor to the second floor. Hello. I'm saying shir now downstairs in Shomre. I'm saying shir now. Yeah. Okay, bye. Okay. So you can't. You have a case of a house in Aliyah, Shmuel of Amala Me'asora in Rotsam Rav Yachal, even though the Aruba, which allows you access to the second Aliyah, is above 10.
What's a real window?
Aruba is a skylight.
A skylight.
No, it's not a skylight over here. It's a second floor light, I guess you call it. So access to the second floor. It's a hole in the roof.
It's a hole in it. It's not a glass. It's actually a hole.
Yeah. Even though there's no ladder there, since you could put a ladder there, so that's deficient. It has to be wide enough that you can go through. You know, it's a srigal if nechal, and you put a lattice in front of the chalun. So that would be mavata, the status of a window. Mishnebura lamin gemo. The houses, the chutz, did not make any erev. The erev kol batim asher b'chutzur mishus hechad hu memela. These two houses are both in the same chutzur, are automatically one mishus. But they didn't take an erev in their chutzur, and now these two houses want to join together. For the derech chalorin shem b'shir pesach, derech harim nami yichal metalz. Once that they're the chutzner is one big unit. I don't care what you're passing it through between the two houses. That's not a problem. The malam yasar. So why does a window above 10 work in the case of the house? Fish abayis, kimen shum mekara. A house has a roof on top. Hareo kimole. So the Mor says that the kiri habayis, that it's enclosed on all sides and has a roof on top, gives it a status as if it's full. Well, if it's full, you never have a window which is above 10 tefachim because we just raised the level of the ground. It's like the ground is higher.
I'm not following what the full means. What do you mean, full?
We give the status of a bayis as if there's items piled up. We would look at it as if it's full of items. It's not just it's not airspace. It's
action. And the purpose of that is what? What are we trying to accomplish with this?
Well, the Mor says that there got to be a few things. The Mor says that there's that a person will throw an item from
that a klutah k'mishum chadami.
So this is like a madrega beyond klutah. If you don't hold a klutah, you hold by bias command the magadam. So as if it landed.
Yeah.
That's one application. But the application which you're doing over here is
That one I remember. But what does that have to do with this? I don't understand.
But what we're doing over here is the saying. So the window's up here. It's above 10 to 12.
Okay.
But I look at the house as if it's full.
Yeah.
So the ground is here, but there's chairs and there's tables. And
yeah.
So it's now within 10 tefachim. It's always accessible. The idea is always look at it as if the window, the idea of a window being within 10, right? Part of it is...
Now this window is not within 10.
This window is not within 10, but the point is, it's part of the idea is it should make it accessible.
Okay.
Well, it is. So
it's accessible because we're making believe that it's full.
Right.
Really? So no matter how high the window is,
it's always within 10 tefachim of the ground.
Because the ground keeps going up as far as you want to go.
Now, in other words, that's a quote from the Gemara. It's basically the Gemara, how the Gemara says it. The Rishonim over there, one of the Rishonim over there, the Masav Dirsha quotes, the Rabbeinu Yonason, he says that the point be like, you know, it's normal to pile things up in a house. So standing on a bench, standing on a table, and accessing something through the window is called normal. So that's, that, therefore it's called the access, that's a valid access between the two houses.
As opposed to a chatzer, where a chatzer, we're not saying that.
Right.
So there it has to be within 10, and you're saying with two houses, it doesn't have to be within 10. It
correct.
Can be as high as you want it to be.
Correct. Laman hevu din la ruba, the dinner kid din chalon, the ruba between the first floor and the second floor will work. Filo ein sham, even though there's no ladder, gam kin yichalom is achet habayis aliyah al yedei ho'er, you can combine the two. This is going both in the case of the window.
Why would you need an error between one floor of the house and the other floor?
If they're all by different people, and there's no eruv chatzeris.
Oh, I see.
So you can't carry from one to the other. So that they have to be an area. They have to be 4x4, both in the case of the chalon and the case of the ruba. There's another way down from the aliyah to the bayis, besides the ruba. So there's some other access, which is a valid access, so I don't care about the ruba. You know? So then I don't care what you pass through. Okay, but if there's a srigal of nechalon, shakaran gratis, it's a lattice. Veloshen Ashkenaz, matam shekiven, shesorach shehei chalal arba tefachim b'makom echad, v'nei nekabim mitzarav mitzarfim l'zeh. Well, there's a lot of little holes add up to 4 tefachim, but we don't look at it like that. Wood in the aruba. It's the same thing with the case of the aruba. That'd be a problem. What it means over here is something which is it's attached to it. Not like it's attached now. There's a lattice there. That's it. So that's closed off. I still think that case is worse than the...
Versus something that could be opened and closed.
Right. Interesting, over here, the Masav Dirsha over here quotes, I didn't look it up, quotes a Marsham, and this we passed in the Marsham. Marsham was Rishon Mordechai Kohen Shadron, for Brezhin, it was the Rebbe Brezhin. He had an ainukal named Shlomo Shmortzai Kohen Sradron that was the Maggid of Jerusalem.
You ever hear him speak?
Yeah. So his Shlomo Shmortzai Zayda.
Yeah.
Was the Chuvas Marsham. Phenomenal Kohen of Teheter. I once saw, there's a sefer called Yashav Moshe, a Rabban. In England, named Rav Moshe Turetsky. Rav Moshe Turetsky was mishamish by Rabbi Yashiv, a tremendous amount. I'm talking about 40 years ago. Came out like in 72. That's 40 years ago. See, he wrote down then. Rav Yashiv had nothing published. He wrote down different psalkim in here from Rav Yashiv with footnotes, etc. So he wrote over there. He said he asked one of the questions he asked Rav Yashiv was how far does Koch the Torah go? So Rav Yashiv said, till the Marsham and not further. The Marsham went, pushed the envelope as far as Halacha will allow you to go. You can rely on him, don't go beyond him. That was Rav Yashiv, that was the Marsham. The Marsham says the following scenario. You have a case where you have a yichud situation, there's a man and woman in that room, that house, and the window is high up. There's a house on the other side. He says, it's mutter, because it's called normal to put tables and chairs and climb up so I can see you. Mm-hmm. Right? But if it be a house to a chotzer, we say it's not normal to do it by the chotzer.
Right.
It wouldn't be mutter because I can't see in. There's no way to see in. Interesting sushal from the Marsham from this bit of Erevin to Hilchas Yichud. That's what he did. He would. Yeah. He had a phenomenal kach of a terror. It's a kevav. Now here's the case that we looked at. We peeked at a while back. There's a house which opens to both chatzeres. The scenario was that each chatzer made its own erev. They didn't join together.
Uh-huh.
And this house joined into both chatzeres, which is a machlokes in the more whether you can do that. And we paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Tana, which holds you can do that, you can join both. Because
uh-huh.
There's one Tana over there, Mayor, I think, holds, he can't, if he joins both, he's like he has neither.
Uh-huh.
You have to make up your mind. Are you A or B? But we're paskin, like the Tana, which holds you can do A and B.
Okay.
So now, and it's all the kelim sheshovsu bebotim mechotzer lechotzer ayirei ba'ayi zesh b'nei. So, kelim in the chotzer can go from chotzer to chotzer, even they go through his house. Kelim in the batim can go out to the chotzer, but they can't go from the batim through his house into the other chotzer. That they can't do because there's no halachic connection between the two chotzeres.
What about if there were kelim in the chatzah A before Shabbos?
Right, so those you can carry.
You can bring it into chatzah B, through his house.
Right, correct. Hoyu bein shtei chatzeres koisel gavoy asar tvachim. There was, instead, not a house in between, but there was a wall in between. Ashoyu karko shal achas mechatzeres gavoy mechaber chamisha tvachim. Or one chatzah was higher than the other. And also Allah Mechitza Chemisha Rashim Lasar. Now in the higher one, they added another 5 tefachim of walls. I mean, the lower one is looking at a wall which is 10 tefachim high, as far as they're concerned. There's the ground, and there's another.
Is there pictures of this?
No, a little.
Shinai and Banks.
Maybe yours they have. This picture, they make a picture. Over here. Here's the chotzer. Here's the ground. Here's the wall. That's what I said. Okay.
Shin. Let me just say shin ayin bays, and we're in.
Vav.
Just start.
We went back because we missed yesterday.
When did you start? 7:30?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the picture. The picture is complicated also.
Right, so the turn of the picture is going to be this chotzer is higher, the ground level of this chotzer is here.
Yeah.
And you made one which is another 5 tefachim higher. So now this chotzer is looking at a wall which is 10 tefachim high.
Uh huh.
Even though this chotzer is only looking at a wall which is 5 tefachim high.
Oh, okay.
Either way, they can't be ma'arav together. Now, so in the situation where both sides were looking at a wall which is 10 tefachim high, in other words, the level of both the terraces were equal. Now there's foodstuffs, edible foodstuffs, on the top of that wall. So who is allowed to take it? Because there's no air between the two of them.
Leave it. Yeah.
So the law is b'nei shtei chatzeres yechelam laharidim the chatzeres. They can take those fruits off of the wall down to their chatzer. Because that's not any worse.
Okay, so for chatzer, for one chatzer, it's 5, and the other chatzer, it's 10.
Now, this case, both sides is 10.
Oh, here it's both 10.
Right.
And so, there's a wall between them.
There's a wall between them. There's something on top of that wall. So that's not any worse than it started out in the chutz or it started on the roof. We said roofs and terraces are the same. So the top of the wall, which is part of the house, is the same thing as chutz or a roof.
Uh-huh.
So you want to take from here to here, I don't care how you do it.
Uh-huh.
they can take off. They can take fruits which started out with, they were storing some food in the chatzar at the beginning of Shabbos. They can take that, put on the roof. So they go over to the other side. Whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide, or it's not 4 tefachim wide.
Why would you think there's a difference between?
There's no that part is like the easy part.
Okay,
but right. Oh wait, no, because once it's 4 tefachim wide, it's Rishus HaYochid.
Oh,
but mm-hmm. the top of the guy goes also Rishus HaYochid. Mm-hmm. But since it's not a makom, a regular tashmish, mm-hmm. we deal with it as the same thing as a chotzer, so you have to carry it. Because of rochav arbo, no, sorry, of perish shavsu b'bayis. Paris would start it out in the house. Now you got a problem. In because of rochav arbo, asul halus loy below the hard mimenu. If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, so it's considered like a makom chashuv. Right, it has equivalent status of Rosh Yachid. So we look at it that I can't take from it to the house, from the house to it. I can't take from the house to it to the chotzer, for sure not. Well, okay, I take that back. Not for sure not. I'm allowed to carry from the case was each chotzer made an eruv.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm allowed to take parents out of my bayis into this chotzer. Right? But I can't carry from this chotzer into the other chotzer.
Mm-hmm.
But the wall really belongs to both of them.
Right.
But since the wall is significant of its own, it's like a separate entity, so I'm allowed to carry to the chotzer, but not allowed to carry to the kosher. V'im en rochav arbo is mutter, so I'm allowed to carry because it's not like really such a big, it's not really like its own independent makom, so that's like part of the chotzer, so I'm allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer, I'm allowed to carry from the house to the top of this wall. And they're also allowed to carry from the house to the top of the wall, but you can't switch. You can't take kalim or food from chotzer A to chotzer B, then you can't do it. But you can't switch from one side to the other. But let's say the scenario which we discussed before, where they're not the same height. One of them is at a higher level than the other. The one which does not count that wall as being 10 high. So the wall is 4 tefachim wide. So we said that if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's its own entity, I'm allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer, but not to this wall. So look, it's 10 tefachim high.
Mm-hmm.
But for this chotzer, it's only 5 tefachim high. So they can take kalim out of the house on top of that wall. And the second one, they can't use it from kalim from the bayis because it's a separate entity. But furthermore, not only that, they can't even put their kalim sheshavs bechotzer. Now, here we're going to have a problem, which in other words, we said before you can't be. So why can't you take kalim from the chotzer? So we're afraid that the person will end up. Because this one can take from the bayis, put onto the wall, and for him it's easy to use, and for you it's hard to use. So he's going to end up perceiving this is an extension of his bayis usage.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take something from your chotzer, put it there, and he's going to take it into the bayis, which he can't do. That's what we're afraid of. It's like the more of a gzeir in this case. It's the more extraordinary
case. So therefore we're going to ask them both of them, is that? So what's the halacha? Which one could none of them use it?
So the one is less than 10 tefachim can use it.
Oh, okay.
The side which is 10 tefachim can't.
Uh-huh.
Ushi yakosu rochav arbo, it's about the walls 10 tefachim, 4 tefachim wide. Amen rochav arbo, mutlashtein, lishtamish boyaf bin abatim, filo erim kolachas la'atzim. But if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not such an easy thing to use anyway, so the amount that you're going to get over there is not enough to make a gzeira that I can't carry from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sif va mishabura and sif vav sukkot mem. Ein v'talta. So the first scenario was that This middle house was married with this chutzner and that chutzner. So it can take kelim from its house to here or to here. The houses in this chutzner can take kelim to this house. Houses in this one take kelim to this house. That's all. Become welcome. Also, you can't say, well, I'm allowed to carry from here to here. Let it carry from here to here. So let it carry from here to here to here. That I can't do. They didn't join each other. That's all talking about. We didn't place these erevin that they made in that house. Chutzner A made an erev. They kept the chutzner, the erev here. The same thing over here. So these two erevin are now in the same house. Then nasi nizek mishutofen akol yachad. But the tato gam mechutzner zeh mechutzner zeh can hidul kamum simishenayin chesef alav ayin shah. This becomes the glue which combines the two units. Okay, mem alav hoy mishechet zeres kersel nukenes. And that the issue wasn't there was a house between, there was a castle between. Zay Navkamina Makasal Rahabar Bo Loy, Philip Mechitzadak and Mapsek has been a Khazar's Kimishigaway Sir. Ten Swan High separates the two, and each one makes its own area if you can't carry from one to the other. Gavoya Sir Twa. Fazal Khoshab Hapsik, Babika Khotzer Echod, Marvin Echo, Vay Marvin Stein. If the wall is not 10 Swachim high, they're one Khotzer. They can't be ma'arav separately. If they're ma'arav separately, nobody can carry it. Because it's one big chutz, we made two a reuven. It doesn't work. So if it's less than 10 tevachim, so if it's more than 10 tevachim, they have to do separate. If it's less than 10 tevachim, they have to do together. Okay, so let's say the height, one was 5 tevachim higher, its ground level was 5 tevachim higher, and then you made a mechitz on top of that, also a lot of mechitz, so the time along. Mechitz mitzarf la'atel ha'shim and la'sar. You can combine the height of the ground and put a mechitza on top to create a total of 10, which would work. So you have a wall of 10 now. So for this chutz, you have a wall of 10. This chutz, you only have a wall of 5. So they can't, not ma'arav yet. They're not ma'arav. So even though it's got to be this chutz, it's only a wall of 5. Since it's got to be this chutz, it's a wall of 10. It's separate from this. So maybe this is separate from that. In your column, they can't be ma'arav together. Who didn't shagavoy mechaber asar below mechitza? Excuse me. Let's say simply the height of this ground level was 10 tefachim higher than the other one. There's no wall at all, but this one is just higher.
Mm-hmm.
10 tefachim difference. So they're two separate things. You can't be ma'arav together. Yechel maridim lechatzeros. Tikaim alon. Rosh Hashimon. The gagim lechatzeros for shusachasen. So something which starts out the Shabbos on the wall can go to either chutzah, because it's like a roof. At worst, it's like a roof. And you're allowed to carry from a roof to the chutzah. Mm-hmm. But you can't carry from there to the houses if it's for the fucking wide. So you're allowed to take down from, you're allowed to put on there, you're allowed to take off of it. Read him a bench air will call if they answer or the air will cloud. So the chazer is all one. So taking from the chazer things which are shavus b'chazer to put on the wall, or vice versa, you make an erevin, not make an erevin, doesn't make a problem. You're carrying from this to that. But who cares? You're only carrying kelim from the chazer to the chazer. Kazer rochem arba pirish arba tvochem and four tvochem wide. Matam the kibin shul rochem arba. Once it's four tvochem wide, who makam chashu if they answer? It's its own makam. And you don't look at this as part of the chutzah. Also, the halos alamin about them, we get all the herd minute kersel about them. So you can't take from the kersel to the houses, or the houses to the kersel. Chutzah to kersel is the mutter, because it's not worse than a roof. It's not better than a roof in that sense. That's what's for to us. Reno Rach of our poem is not the poem of our poem, it's like a mock of Torah. Mutla Alas, I mean about them, a lot of heard middle about them. So it's not, if on a derisa level, theoretically that thing would be mutter. And the Rabbanu level for sure is going to be the same thing. Mem tes. You can't switch. The house in Avatim al Kursel. Take from these houses of this Kursel, put it on the Kursel. Well, the Asal Arena, then take it down to another Kursel. That you can't do. Why not? Remember, at the Raisa level, we had a discussion like this. You're not taking Rosh Hashanah Yachid onto Makom Tur. They want to go to Makom Tur now, you're not taking Makom Tur to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So what about going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Makom Tur, and then from Makom Tur to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? We said, don't do that. Because we're afraid that the guy is going to skip the middle step.
Right.
Then that would be trouble. So this din over here, which we're grappling with, is not more chomer than that. It's a rabbanon. There's this rishus. There's that other rishus. There's like the rishus of Rabban, as far as we're concerned. And there's a bad makom turn.
Right.
So here to here to here. Same gazer. Well, this is the rabbanon. Maybe you shouldn't make it. If you carry the rabbanon, you only want the rabbanon. So there's two shittas over there in Shimon Bov. And over here, the Ramah is basically saying that we're dealing with this the same way as if, even though it's Rishon Zayochid, the concept of the Isra of Ruach HaTeir is that we deal with it like it's two different Rishuyas, and we give it a Darbanadik equivalent that is, you're going for Rishon Zayochid, Rishon Zayochid. And that's the law that's behind it. So, but if Rishon Zayochid, Rishon Zayochid is only Darbanan, maybe there should be Mutter.
Was only Midrabanan? From what?
From Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and through a Makom Patur, stopping in Makom Patur in the middle, is on Rabbanan.
Tour.
Right. Is Mutter, Lishamash Barak Kalim. Now, if the Kursa was on one side 10, the other side wasn't 10, so the one who's not 10 can use it, even from Kenneth and the Bias. No, Marakash Erevel Atzma, the Imo Erevel Asura, the Bias the Chotzer, the Choshka the Mechitza. So this whole chotzer made an error. You're allowed to carry from this house to this wall. Even the kelim sheshav shav b'bayis. Now the actual rosh hakosuk a karka chotzer for them. That's ground. It's only 4 to 5 tochim high. Gives you a good way to start tochim. You can use it. But number two can't use it at all. Even for kelim which are shavish b'chotzer, we're not going to finish it sometime. Okay, let's hold the gentleman. So we're holding Mr. Burris. I've cut it.